And press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off.
If you push play, you don't make my ears will hear.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Still driving to get my cock sucked.
1, 2, 3.
I'll eat your ass.
Bit of a mug off, bit of a mug off.
This is the mug off, baby.
This is a present from the Pies, and for you know, for a great 150th, mate. Just.
Gives him a fucking decent show, huh?
Yeah.
Fuck it out.
I think that guy was still playing though, right?
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Wait, did he pay a football player?
Yeah.
And then fucking hell.
He just fucking slammed him to the ground
immediately.
It's about
Jesus
how, that's how we do our hooliganism on the footy show, prime time.
With Pies, real bad boys.
Yeah, that's the naughtiest firm right there.
Well, you don't know, he's allergic to gluten.
Jerry, what are you doing? Working on some...
Just levels, we're good.
On the ones and twos.
On Jerry. The pots and pans, Jerry.
Jerry's on the pots and pans.
Welcome back to another red hot episode of the Mug Off. We've joined by a very special guest. You've been circling us for a while. You've cancelled us on a couple of times. Always doing some dog shit gig for no money. And we've managed to get you in here before you go and do a dog shit gig. It's Kyle Legacy.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, boys. Kyle Legacy, the rich man's Cam Duggan.
Oh, I like this.
You need some change of fives? I got some fives for you. You want me to crack a 15? Yeah.
Kyle Legacy, it's Cameron Duggan if you could crack a 50.
I remember you at a gig once and you were emceeing and you brought Kisajukian up and you said he's the LeBron to my Dwayne Wade. It's like you fucking
No,
idiot.
I said he was the Wade to my LeBron.
No,
probably.
You said it the wrong way around and you came off. I was like, you fucking idiot. You just called him LeBron. Like, fuck!
Sometimes you're phoning it in. You know what I mean?
You do, reckon you're just swimming up there sometimes. Yeah, treading exactly. Water.
I don't know. I don't hate that comparison at all because you guys are both crowd work comedians. Would you say that's
absolutely
right?
Not?
Because
this guy here,
yeah.
What the fuck, it's Mr. Seven Stepdads?
Yeah, you guys
crowd
both
working. Oh, he's working up there. The crowd is as well. Just to follow what the fuck's going on. You're not that ugly. I mean, you are ugly, but for comedy, you're not that ugly.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I'm you not. You mean. You make those jokes. I don't.
This is the first mug off that I want to. The mug off is he thinks he's better looking than me. Last time we were at a gig, you thought you were better looking than me. We had to ask that gay guy, what's his name?
Yeah.
Wait, what was his name?
And he said I was
know,
better
he
looking.
He wears a blazer.
He picked me, and Carl fucking kicked off.
Which is crazy.
Really?
So yeah, I know. Bullshit.
Were you wearing a singlet?
Which he's not a bad looking lad. I mean, looks like he'd be the face of Big W or whatever, something like that. You know what I mean?
Catalog
like,
model.
Not Kmart or something. You want a bit of diversity in there, but Big W. You don't give a shit. They're like, you want a trampoline for white people? Here you go.
Well, the W stands for white. It's big white. That's all.
Big white.
Now, Jerry,
you're more of a Tesco kind of brand ambassador, I imagine.
Oh, like, for sure, yo, definitely.
Yeah, prawn sandwiches.
Every little helps.
Yeah.
They do a prawn sandwich there.
I used to live on them when I lived in England.
At Tesco.
$2.50 clear. $2.50 quid. Clearance if you got them in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Nothing better.
What a fucking. No,
and I only got a
meal deal, $3.50 for Quavers and a drink as well.
Yeah, I only got sick about 70% of the time. The rest of the time I was fine. So
that's
it was
pretty good. Then pretty
you said you don't gamble, but to get a clearance end of the afternoon prawn roll, sounds like a bit of gambling to me.
Yeah, that you may as well put a fucking 50 through the machines at that point.
That's a sickness, if you ask me.
That egg and crash. It's got an hour left. He's there for sure. And then he's putting in his bag for 5 hours on the train, and then he's digging into it.
This catalog model's asking us if these prawns are fresh. I don't know. They're from Tesco.
Oh, this is too real. Too real.
No, but then right next to that, you'll fucking have the like a tall boy of Stella for like 125 or something. You know,
that's
you
what I can buy. I fuck like. With. Yeah.
I used to love
the buy it in the supermarket.
The 10 pack of cigarettes. You know, like when you didn't have enough money, but you're just I just need some smokes, but I can go, it's like you can get 10.
They're gone now. Even menthols, you can't do menthols. They became illegal. They can do the pop ones.
Oh.
Wait, menthols are illegal over there?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
Like the kids or whatever, you got to do shit like that.
Man, are the vapes over there?
I think so. I mean, I don't know. It's not my style, yeah. Really. I'm old school.
What's old school? Scabbing cigarettes.
That was my rider for this podcast, one rolly.
Did you have it?
I had it in the kitchen. Oh, yep. It was nice.
Yeah.
In the green room.
Yeah. The green room.
A lot of dirty dishes in that green room, just FYI.
No, what are you talking about? They're hanging up to dry. Man, don't make me bring the dragon out. She'll fucking rip on you. If you should just clean this house, goddammit.
It's good to be back in the ski lodge. We haven't done one here in a while.
Boys, I got my termination letter. I got it till June the 4th, I think.
Oh, it's my birthday.
I'll be out of here, baby.
I mean, it's not my birthday for anyone listening.
Why would you? Like, someone might give you a gift.
I don't like people knowing my birthday.
Well, because you're 40, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I just hate it. It's my way of avoiding having to wish anyone else happy birthday.
Yeah.
If you keep yours in the down low, then you don't have to be
if
there.
If you're
when
miserable
it says.
All the time.
He's a guy who won't celebrate his own birthday.
Yeah. Why don't you just download the Facebook app on your birthday and then just delete it for the rest of the year?
That's not a bad idea.
You just get the love and then you're out.
Nah, fuck that.
You'd have to be a certain kind of psycho to do that, I reckon.
I remember once I was fucking, me and you were...
And he's got a BlackBerry as well, so...
I remember once me and you were getting into it online, just goofing off, ragging on each other, and then you went offline for like 4 hours, and I knew it was because you were between McDonald's Wi-Fis. Like, I just knew, I was like, oh man, it's going to be another 4 hours until he gets to a McDonald's Wi-Fi, so he can write back to this comeback. And you just had to wear it, and everyone saw it, and you were just like, I was like... Countdown.
That is pathetic.
And then Hungry Jack's 1, 2, 3. I'm back, baby.
Fuck. Last time we hung out was in, I think, Melbourne Comedy Festival, like 2016 or
really?
Something.
Really? Fucking hell.
Like, last time we properly hung out.
That's crazy, yeah. That's
we went
sick,
and played
yeah.
ball after that.
I'm going this year, actually, for the last week of the festival. Are you going?
Yeah.
Will you be there?
Easter week, I'll be there.
Oh, yeah?
Either a week or 2 weeks. People will ask me for
2 weeks,
tickets.
I think. Oh, no, the show's only 1 week, but I'll probably stay an extra week.
Okay.
Nice.
Yep. Trying to get some money to get back home or something.
Yeah.
Yep. That one was pretty weak.
Like, we're all doing a tough out here, so I'm not going to comment on that.
Yeah, that's true.
Laughs are at an all-time premium today. Yeah.
Now, Jerry, you said you stepped on a nail or broke a nail? I can't tell by the way
you're going. Call back.
I stepped on a nail yesterday and went up through my foot. That's why
did it go all the way through it? It
didn't come out the other side, but pretty
well,
dead.
Right or left?
Right, it's bandaged and up.
Oh, shit.
God damn.
Can I get my work side?
Yeah.
Oh,
nah.
Nice.
It looks like you've got hands for feet. Like an ape.
Hey, that's enough monkey talk now. Come on, that's enough monkey talk.
Yeah. Speaking of monkey talk, Kyle, that's a Kemba Walker jersey. What's going on, mate?
He do be swinging from basket to basket.
Yeah, and
but he's shit now, isn't he? Canvas shit.
Yeah, the ankles are gone, huh?
I don't know what it is. He's lost his fucking shot. He's lost his confidence.
Yeah, well,
really.
those sub-6-foot point guards under their 30s.
Exactly.
Last.
There you go. What are you going to do?
That's it.
You guys sit this one out.
Yeah. We're talking sports,
yeah,
boys.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
I know what's going on, Jerry. I'll sit with you, though.
See, you got a... You got your knee wrapped at the moment as well.
Yeah, I got my knee wrapped as well.
Special netball injury. Get a bit...
Special netball got a bit
mixed,
crazy.
Mixed netball got a bit rough.
Yeah, exactly. Normally, when
contact!
When I'm blowing somebody, I wait till I'm back at their place, so a bit of cushion on the knees, but this was just straight on the free
throw. You can't
line.
Ever assume someone has carpet, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? You learn that the hard way. But no, I was a midget. Kept fucking my leg. If you're using that one, I'm using that one again.
I was going to leave it there. Like, I'm not going to... You wanted to fucking...
Two of the all-time great riffs when the recorder wasn't going. I've just seen them both go down the river as soon as the red fucking light started flashing.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I can show you the riff. I can show you Aladdin.
Yeah.
You remember that?
One of the first things I downloaded from Napster was a whole nude world. It was a parody song of a whole new world.
Oh yeah.
I can show you my cock.
That's good.
Sure.
Yeah.
I like that.
The family computer fried and fell apart after that, I'm guessing.
I was just being like, man, Ja Rule did a song with Tupac? I got to listen to this. Next thing, mum's like, why isn't the computer working?
Mine was the video clip for Freak by Silverchair. I think it took like 8 days.
Man.
Like downloading all day.
Yeah.
8 days. And I got it. I'm like, man, I'm going to be fucking watching this shit forever. I think I watched it twice. And I was
Yeah,
that's it. Now nothing works.
Pretty good film clip, that one.
Yeah, it's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's...
Mine was... You ever see the one where fucking... Well, there's two of them, but I'll be the most probably famous of me that are here. One where she's getting fucked by the horse. You seen that one?
Missed that one, actually.
You missed that one?
Get that one.
Oh, my Lord. Yo, I think it was Sea Soggy Biscuit it was called, or whatever the fuck. Jesus
Christ. Relative of yours? Or no?
Yeah. Full of bread, pure stallion.
How did you get onto it so early? You had to know somebody.
Yeah. And he's fucking... She died. Not during the video, obviously, you know what I mean? That'd be savage and that. But afterwards, it just ruined her guts, obviously, you know what I mean?
Obviously.
She's got a fucking lung down here now. She's got a kidney on her shoulder and shit. You're like, what the fuck? And then he's like the horse is fucking going for it, you know what I mean? And shit.
Carl
like
Legacy, yeah. MD.
And then the other one that I down.
Ruined her guts.
That's your prognosis, right, doctor?
Her lung down here now.
That's what the doctor, that's what the vet said.
They took her to the vet. Yeah.
With like stud farms, they've got to like jerk the horse off, and then as soon as it's about to blow, that's when they like get it to go in the other horse, because it could just do too much damage to the other horse.
Apparently. No, I thought it was the other way. I thought it was because they get it to fuck for a bit, then they take it out and they put it in like that glove, and then they take the sperm,
thinking of the thing from Jackass.
Yeah. Isn't
or
that
like a... your milkshakes or something. Something like that.
There's some thick shakes, lad. Don't you worry about that.
Forgot that. Yeah, that you got to chew through that horse semen.
Don't try and download it. It will give you a virus. For
No.
My nan can't have fucking Wi-Fi to this day because of it. Credit's ruined.
Because her grandson's a sicko. Yeah.
And the second one that me and the boys downloaded was a different woman.
Different
horse. I mean, he couldn't live with himself after what he'd done, obviously. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, the other one was a bull mastiff.
Jesus Christ.
Going at it. Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, there is no hope for society.
Did you know there was like people on people porn?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was hard to come by. But that was like, it was something about the thrill of downloading it and then watching that. Like, what the fuck?
The thrill
I mean?
Of watching bestiality. Yeah.
You've been chasing it ever since, haven't you?
I've been chasing it ever since, but I'm allergic to dogs.
Well, let's just settle this now. Who do you think's better at crowd work, you or Cameron?
Oh, I think who's better at fucking.
No, I mean, we all know
Cameron
the answer.
Cameron, a horse,
to that.
Or a bull mastiff? Well, Cameron and a bull mastiff got the same build and jawline.
Oh, you're not going to take this, are you?
Let him spin his wheels.
Yeah, fair enough.
I didn't know the mic's big enough for your jaw.
I know better than to get into a bait with you about animal fucking.
Yeah, that's his dojo.
Yeah,
don't go in there.
Don't go in there.
He knows all the moves.
Oh, there's shit everywhere. Who's better? Me? Obviously, I'm the fucking crowdwork king.
Yeah.
Self-appointed or?
A bit, but now it's catching on.
Yeah. People are just kind of buying
it. I would
into
say
it now.
So. I mean, LeBron, King James, like someone probably gave him that, but he definitely rode with it.
I remember doing a gig with you and you told me jokes were for cruise ships.
And pussies.
That's probably the greatest line I've ever heard. It's jokes for cruise ships.
And I did that in Max Watts. That's how I opened at the Melbourne Comedy Fest 2 years ago.
Everyone laughed until
there.
You said they're for cruise ships. Everyone laughed. And then you said all pussies. And everyone went, oh, no.
Nah.
Melbourne Crowd wasn't buying that.
But there was Brett Blake in the back that was going.
The one joke you've ever written.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. You should
more
have
of a tag.
Yeah. Yeah, you forgot the rest of the joke.
Yeah. Oh, it's good to have you here, Colin.
I'm a land-based riffer.
I've actually missed you.
I've missed you, baby.
If you can believe it.
Sick. I'm more excited to see you. I see these dickheads all the time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm not really amongst the scene.
Yeah, we keep him locked at home. And we only let him out when he's good.
I'm trying to get an actual job.
Or whatever. What do you guys call it?
The ski lodge.
Oh, the ski lodge.
Yeah, soon to be gone, actually. I'll be moving out.
I know.
Did I already say that? Probably.
Yeah. Determination ladder. That sounds like it was brutal.
Yeah.
That sounds like you haven't paid in a while.
Yeah. I mean,
it sounds like this is not your first warning, for sure.
Arrears are they're all cleared as of today. But I was doing a bit of malox about that.
Yeah, yeah. It's faking being in hospital to get out of paying the rent.
I got a couple of get well soon cards, and then a couple of days later, like, hey, when are you going to cover these arrears? cover an arrear, sure. Sounds like a Saturday night. Yeah, I'm not really good at joke writing either. Actually,
don't worry about it. It's
might stick to crowd work.
Yeah.
Well,
why have you been telling people you're better than me at crowd work?
People know. I don't start this debate.
What do you mean?
I don't start this debate.
That's crazy.
Because you guys both don't.
The one time he had a great set, I brought him up as Bill Cosby. And then he was like, well, I'm not Bill Cosby. and then you riffed off that. That was like probably the best I'd seen you.
Oh, so you guys throw alley oops to each other, yeah, crowd work comedians.
Yeah, I can imagine you guys, it's like that LeBron James.
And Mario Chalmers.
No, the Bash Brothers out of Mighty Ducks. Oh, you know? Right. You got to keep them together.
That famous photo of Dwayne Wade throwing that no-look alley oop to LeBron is just... There's a Bill Cosby riff coming.
And then he grabs a mic. I'm not Bill Cosby. He nailed it.
Oh, man.
Oh, the bench was going crazy in the back.
We were doing all sorts of dances. Yeah, the 12th man doing the robot.
You do fucking dopes.
I know. I mean, yeah, Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Well, I had a. I was preparing for the show, Kyle, which I'm known to do, you know.
Yeah.
And I had a little birdie tell me that you don't mind pissing in a pool.
I don't mind pissing in a pool.
Apparently, you piss in every pool you go in.
Who's not pissing in pools, really?
What do you mean?
Not pissing in pools.
Here we go. He's admitting to it.
Of course, I'm going to admit it. What do you mean? I'm pissing anyway. What the fuck?
I'm
pissing in pools and I'm talking to you at the same time. Like, that's a fucking baller move, that is.
Yeah.
It's sure. An 8-year-old move.
No, it's not. Yeah. I'll piss in the pool, I'll look at you and be like, hey, you want to see who can hold the breath the longest? And then you did my piss, you fucking
You
loser.
Go first.
Yeah, you got breath.
Oh, my Lord. Don't ever go swimming with Kyle.
Yeah, if you're out there. Yeah.
Don't shower me either. I'll piss on you.
Everyone does a bit of that.
Everybody needs a bit of that.
Yeah,
I was this close to inviting you to my pool party, and then I heard that. I'm like, you're out.
You were this close to moving into a place with a pool as well.
Yeah, that's not happening. I was looking at a place with a tennis court, and I was like, that doesn't sound too bad. And then I was like, oh, it's in Homebush, so it might as well stay out there.
But you get on tennis court? How much was it?
It was like in the apartment complex.
Ah, okay. So
it was like it was a lawn court too. I was like, fucking Wimbledon. Here we go.
Oh, that's fucking fire. Need a tennis court out there.
I think so.
Fuck all else going on.
Mm. Homebush? Oh, yeah. You catch a Kings game, I guess. Every six weeks. Yeah. Like, that'll be good. Yeah. Bro, when
you
I
watch
saw...
watch LaBella Ball sit on the bench when they play the Hawks.
Yeah. Did you go down and see much...
I met him.
Yeah, I saw that.
I met his dad literally during the game because me and Jamal went down to... We were like on the other side and I was like, fuck, we could probably just go over there. Like, they were sitting courtside. So, like, every time out, we were just walking closer and we were like, oh, fuck, we're doing it.
Man.
And then we got up to him. And then I was like, I called him Mr. Ball, trying to be civil. And I was like, hey, Mr. Ball, how are you? How you doing? I was like, oh, this is my friend Jamal. And I was like, oh, hey, Tina. And I was like, can I get a photo with you? I was like, oh, congrats on what you've done for your sons and all that. Because people were giving him shit saying
about bullshit.
That. But it's like, well, I mean, he made them, you know what I mean? Like, he kept them on the right track.
So the people
like
at home have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Oh, well, he's like a dad of some famous basketball players, but people give him shit saying he's fucking talked too much and shit like that. And he takes too much credit for his sons. So I was just saying, oh, like, I don't agree with that. And then he stood up. Got a photo with us, it was fucking sound. And then I met LaMelo Ball in the pub afterwards.
Wow.
Which is
what's he drinking, LaMelo?
He wasn't drinking anything, no.
Really? Wasn't
he had a quiche.
He had a quiche.
Yeah. I had a quiche with him. Like, okay, no, because we didn't mean to be in there. I just saw a sign that said 350 schooners after the game. I was like, let's go in here, boys. And then my mate, shout out to him.
We'll have it large in here, won't we, lads? 350 schooners.
The banter, boys. Let's get in here.
I don't fucking think so.
Pork kettle. Oh, my Lord.
Quiche as well.
Oh, my Lord.
So we go up there, and it's a members only thing, but my mate that I know, he was a shooting coach here, he was like, oh, come up here. So we went up there, and then me and Gav Scott and a few of us, we were just in there, like, and they were bringing around free food and drinks. Yep. We were like, oh, fuck, we were listening to the speeches. Mm. And then he was just in there. And then there was a big long line of kids, and I just pushed past all those kids and was like, can I get a photo? Real quick. He didn't want any part of it. And then we got a photo, and then he left, and all these other kids were behind me. I was like, well, yeah, I did better. You got to be quick, baby.
Just getting broomed under your armpits.
Yeah, exactly.
Singlet ass.
Boxing up these kids.
Oh, my Lord.
You truly are a fucking animal.
You got to take advantage of these opportunities, though, for sure.
Yeah, so you can later reminisce about them on a podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
With no one who listens to, like, follows basketball.
No. This is the crossover for I Want to Meet LeBron James podcast. Yeah. I haven't recorded one this week, so this will work nicely.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Man.
Oh, you just repost this.
Yeah, sure.
What?
You just repost this.
Yeah, pretty much. We're doing it all work. From way downtown, I'll just throw a couple of them in. Keep it on topic.
Yeah. Boom shakalaka, et cetera.
First crossover episode, and we didn't even want to do it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got roped into this, the old bait and switch.
Yeah.
This is I got equipment as well. show. My listeners are going to be pumped about this.
I got more fingers than he has downloads in a week. So.
Yeah, how you doing with the party?
You said rough before we started recording.
It's going good. I mean, I haven't met him, obviously.
Yes.
But that's probably good.
Do you reckon it's the fans of the pod that are deliberately trying to keep you away?
I think it's COVID, quite frankly. You know what I mean? Otherwise, I mean, we'd be boys, really. You know what I mean? We're both Liverpool fans and shit like that.
Well, you must be kicking off that they're cutting all the cool shit out of the new Space Jam movie. Lola Bunny, no tits. And now
she's a fucking rabbit. So who gives a shit?
Well, it sounds like it'd be right up your alley.
Yeah. I'm starting to see where the bestiality thing came from.
Fumper. I'm going Fumper.
Yeah. They're on,
did you read there's some scene with Pepe Le Pew or whatever?
I think that was fake, though.
No, they filmed it where LeBron goes, you know, you got to stop fucking grabbing these cheeks. And they cut
he teaches Pepe Le Pew about consent.
Yeah, it was like a joke. Like he's just
that's
like,
pretty cool, though. Like,
no, but they cut it.
Why'd they cut that out?
I don't know. And now they're going to maybe cut Speedy Gonzalez because it's a bad stereotype.
And now instead LeBron's trying to titty fuck Lola.
Yeah.
They kept that scene in.
Oh, good, good.
Dear Lord.
He didn't have any tits.
He didn't have any tits. He often shows up in
You wouldn't want to get a blowjob from a rabbit anyway with those fucking two front teeth as well. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was
That's what you got to say?
Yeah. Yeah. I think about that all the time, actually. Every time I see a bunny.
What's when you watch a Rabbitohs game, you're looking at those jerseys.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, those things, that's definitely not. They don't give good dome.
Yeah, it's fine. My two favorite things I always remember is the first one, that fucking jokes are for cruise ships, and the second thing, you saying that you don't eat pussy.
Oh no, I'm back now, baby.
Oh, really?
You hear that, listeners? You hear that, listeners?
Oh my lord.
Sad aside, don't you fucking worry about that, like. Don't you worry about that.
Fucking hell.
He loved it. He was there, he was like, "Are you welcome?"
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can you cut my channel out of this episode? I'm not going down with this shit.
Yes, thanks for having me. Yeah. It's good to see you.
No, don't you dare say my name.
I don't know why you keep making me read these cue cards.
Oh man, I'm about to be Billy Zane on this thing.
the best thing on my podcast sometimes, if it's like my mate or someone, I'll just to fuck with them. Like, so like as soon as we start, I'd be like, oh, before we started, you were talking about like how women shouldn't do comedy. What did you mean by that? That'll be like the first question I ask them or whatever.
Oh my lord. Yeah. How are you doing with the women?
I'm seeing my girlfriend, ex-girlfriend tonight. Hopefully, getting back together and shit. It's going good. You know what I mean?
Oh really? Making well, now that you're eating shit pussy like that. Now, I can't.
I'm decent at it now. Like honestly, yeah. You know, I got the move. I got one move really. Where, I mean,
we all do.
Just eating it, I guess. Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Yeah. Starve yourself like, for a week and then get
like,
stuck
this
in.
This is like I push them all the way back like that, hands here, and then I'm just fucking just in there. You know what I mean? Just like,
this is so graphic.
Can you demonstrate on Dougie exactly the technique? Yeah.
Look, he's not flexible.
This is so graphic.
Oh my lord.
But yeah, I'm nice at it now anyway. Yeah. And then I'll rub it while I'm fucking you and shit like that. I picked up those moves and stand up.
Oh man.
I'm still finishing doggy. Like, obviously Old Faithful, I don't, you know.
You want salute the men that came before you, all the horses that came before you. Yeah.
What happened with the horses? So why did you guys split? And do you think you're going to turn it around, do you?
Yeah. I'm not going to go into it for that on this because she knows Duggan, so she might listen to this anyway.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I'm not going to go into it. But thanks for
But you think you can
oh, no. I mean, she just said that she doesn't trust me or whatever, which is ridiculous.
It'd be an all-time fucking dumb shit thing you've done.
No, it's ridiculous. But shout out.
I was this close to getting him to do it.
No, exactly. But we're going to be back together. Because I love being single, but I love her as well, so it's weird.
Yep.
Sure.
Do you want to shout her out?
Calissa, if you're listening,
don't ever
come
listen.
Back. Come back to me, baby.
Yeah, he's cleared the hard drive. Get back in here.
Don't let us be.
Oh my god.
Don't let us be a once was.
Oh my god.
You've already been a once was like three times. So
yeah, that's
you just keep begging her.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Gonna hit it with one of these, Kylie, huh? I'll leave
with every piece of you. Adele?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. I've seen her live. She's amazing.
This cunt loves Adele.
Man, I love Adele.
Been doing the deep dive.
I love Migos and Adele.
Yeah.
Migos?
Yeah.
Who's Migos?
Skit, skit. Quavo.
The Migos, bro.
Yeah.
Jerry doesn't listen to us.
What the fuck is going on?
One of the widest questions you've ever asked on this.
Get your phone out and follow World Top Hip Hop.
I have a lot of
people getting knocked in your fucking life. Yeah. A lot of people getting probably didn't even know Bobby Smith out of jail, did he?
No.
I saw a lot of memes with his hat coming from space and shit.
It's coming down.
Smear the she wrote.
Oh, free Bobby. Like, he is free.
Yeah, because I heard that you took a girl to an Adele concert once. She was not having it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Who are you getting this stuff from?
I just have my sources.
Fuck? Yeah. No, well,
I was with another girl.
I was with another girl, Hannah, at the time. Do you remember the Asian English one? She's Asian, but she sounds like she's from London, no? Like the World Bar days? Oh, no.
Such a crazy way to ask that. You know the Asian English one?
Wait. Let him go. Elaborate.
Yeah. But she sounds like, all right, geezer, you know what I mean? Like all that sort of. And then we were going to go to Adele together, and then she annoyed me, so I fucking said, you're not going. I took another girl. And she didn't want to fuck me either, so I had a hotel there. I think I was trying to fucking, after Adele, I'm calling up fucking brothels and shit like that. And they went, why have a phone if you're not going to answer it as well? That's stupid. You know what I mean? So it's just ringing. And I'm getting more horny every ring, and then they didn't answer. So I had Christian come around and with his Xbox, and we just played Xbox in the room. And
yeah, finished like each other off.
$10 every 5 minutes for Wi-Fi. Whatever, we could play online.
Oh,
but it was sick. The show was sick and stuff. But just yeah.
But you couldn't. Yeah, she didn't like it at all.
No, she did. She didn't like me.
Oh.
What do you think gave it away? Like, what? Why? How are you acting?
How are you dressed? I'm getting
the fact that you
singlet tuxedo.
Nah, I think I had sleeves on. Maybe. Oh. No, I want a jersey. I want an LA Clippers jersey. Actually.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that checks out. Yeah.
Yeah, that checks out. Yeah. It was
shout out to Don
Stirling. And then he brought us that to Don
Stirling. Yeah. Wasn't it? You said like you just don't like her hanging around with those people or something, right?
Like. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, for sure. I didn't want to hang around with Adele.
Well, she's
talented
gone.
People. Hang out with me instead.
Songs of cruise ships?
Yeah. Songs of a cruise ship. That means for pussies.
Good lord.
Is this a fisheye lens? Is that how people are going to watch this podcast?
Yeah, it's like a 90s video.
Yeah, Hype Williams. We send all the footage to Hype Williams.
You ever
want
to watch or listen to a podcast where it sounds like you're looking through someone's door? It's the same sound quality, same visual.
Yeah. You can keep knocking, we're not answering.
Yeah, exactly.
We're in your pardon, baby.
It's zooming
well,
in on you.
That's probably going to landlord your own money. So
It zooms in on you every 10 minutes, like a P. Diddy video.
Oh, man. I hope, you're going to need to buy the Patreon for the video here.
Yeah.
Carl's gone ham.
People have been on the Patreon.
I'm a physical comedian.
Yeah. People have been calling for you. I've had people reach out trying to get you on the
show. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucking sick. That's me on all my beta phones.
Absolutely.
Yeah, some account called Smile Schmegerson.
Oh, he's Dutch.
Yeah.
you got Holland listeners. That's nice.
Yeah, we got global.
That's sick, though. No, but I'm excited to do it. Like, I wanted to do it last time, but then fucking Perth hit the fan. I had to literally leave an hour before I was meant to be recording.
Yeah.
How is it in Perth?
Oh, it was fucking sick, yo.
Yeah.
I'm balling, baby. Look at the chains. I made it money. Don't you worry about that.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck new Air Maxes, yo. These fucking Nike Elites.
Do you still have your laugh mode squad out there? Do you had like cunts flying and running around the year I was
there's no flying game with the fucking COVID.
Oh,
shit,
really?
So we just sell. Like, everybody was fucking eating this year. Everybody was making money, so you couldn't say nothing. You know what I mean? Like, it was sick.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, the ones that were there, it was good. If you couldn't get in, then you
how do you do an hour show without any jokes?
I mean, I give them 45. Happy with that. Well, I got the playlist. I got the five songs. I got to come up. And then I came up to DaBaby. Surge. Is it Surge or?
Surge, I think.
Shug.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah,
that's it, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I haven't listened to World Star.
World Star.
I'm the Kyle Legacy.
Yeah. And then I literally just do, obviously, I fucking stock lines and all that. But I mean, I just back myself on making it work, really.
Have you ever thought about just backing yourself up there, Duggan?
Yeah, I feel bad taking money off people for nothing. $25, they come in and listen to me go fucking beep boop, beep boop.
Oh, we'll fucking start a chatty then, you fucking pussy. I'm not in it for the non-profit. What the hell, yo?
I'm in it for the
you're gonna save the world, are you? Come on, get one laugh at a time.
I'm in it for the laughs.
Oh my lord, this is if you had a different mic right now, you'd be in Live Aid. I got the laughs for the world. Crowd work won't cure AIDS. It's fucking you right
that
now.
That is true.
Get off your high horse. I've seen you bomb for free numerous times.
Oh, my Lord.
No, you haven't.
You get paid for those sets?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's even worse.
Yeah, you're going to swindle up the audience. Always. You're going to swindle the guys who
How long have you been doing stand-up for again?
A decade, yeah.
All right, you still beat me.
There's
yeah.
How long have you been
and I always
for?
Will.
How many years of comedy are in this room right now?
I'm
probably touching eight. Maybe after Edinburgh time or whatever. Was that pro bono? Yeah. Or I got to invoice you for that?
Yeah, that one was for free. Yeah. That was for crazy. That one's on the house.
Yeah, 10, 7.
I'm 8. Oh, no, I'm 9, I think.
9.
I'm just on.
I did 5 years work in the bar at the Comedy Store, so that counts.
There you go, that's it.
Got more credits than all you cunts there.
Yeah.
It's so wild.
You know more famous people than us, for sure.
But you were on TV before you started doing comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
You were saying. Because I've seen some clip of you on Russell. I couldn't find it, unfortunately. But what the fuck happened?
Yeah, I was trying. If anyone can find it at home, like, send them a fucking...
If we get it, I'll cut it into the episode now.
But it was Brand X. Like, that's the name of the show. Russell Brand's Brand X or whatever. It was season 1, episode 3.
Fellow geezer.
It was, fellow fucking legend. You know what I mean? Like, literally, I was fucking... I love Get Him to the Greek. You know, I'm forgetting to say the Marshall, one of my favorite movies. Like, honestly, the good movie, Get Him to the Greek is jokes. You know what it is, though,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah,
like,
no, I'm not... Yeah, I stand by that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People say you're a simple cunt, but I don't really see it.
Not by your taste of films, that's
no,
for sure.
No, no. Yeah.
And Commando is my favorite movie of all time, and Scarface is my second movie, but whatever. And then Freddy Got Fingered is my third favorite movie.
You have a subscription to the Criterion Collection, correct?
I bet you've got a stomach tattoo that says super bad or something.
Sure, I've got an anaconda in my house and I don't even sell coke. So, so much I love Scarface.
So why were you in America?
So like,
why were you in America?
Oh, because I was just being a hero, quite frankly. I got called up to be a lifeguard.
Yeah.
After the very lengthy application.
I thought you were like a semi-pro basketballer.
No, that was like 2 years earlier. So I just went there for school, just playing D3 and all that. Like, I mean, not playing, fucking getting games. Then blew up my left knee anyway.
Did you have a few bench celebrations for the other boys that were playing?
Oh, nobody fucking waved a towel like me. I had a lot of fucking hearts. And people would call me England. Like, I'd tell them Scouser, but they wouldn't know what that was. So England and shit like that. But then we play against the girls team and stuff like that. That's when I was in my element. For sure. Oh, yeah. Then I was like, cooking, yo. What are you talking about? You don't want any of this, Laquanda.
Oh, my Lord.
So I just give them business, and then intramural sports as well. After I fucked up my knee, I just played there, like the local league and the fucking thing. You play against other students and shit like
that. Yeah, because also
like a kickball one, a basketball one, and shit.
Yeah, also to someone that were taking exception to your occasional use of the N word, but I was like, he did play Div 3.
When do I ever say the N word?
All the time.
As if.
All the time.
From who? That's crazy. I'd never say that.
On an Instagram story I have saved right here. You never say it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck, I don't know what the fuck. When I get drunk, people make me say the worst shit. But somebody
they make you say it. It looks a lot more like you're grabbing them and just saying talking way too close to their face.
Well, somebody hit me up on Cameo. It was Jackson Pierce and hit me up to give Jackson Stewart the N-word pass. So... I mean, I okayed that. I didn't say it, though. I feel like I don't say it that much.
We're still undecided. It's a hung jury on your use of the N-word, but...
It's not. I'm not. I'm definitely not calling black people. If that's crazy.
not even the ones that rob you.
But anyway, so you're in America. You're kicking
America,
around.
I'm
you're a lifeguard.
I'm a lifeguard, baby.
Jesus Christ.
The fro's even shorter. I think of like Napoleon Dynamite sort of length.
Yeah.
That sort of vibe. I haven't really come into my own yet. But they're 20, 10, and 20, 20, 21. And I get there. And I'm in a water park as well. So it's like the water's not deep. You're pulling out fucking midgets and shit. You know what I mean? Like, and like I was at the bottom of slides and that.
How many midgets did you pull out of the water?
But it was the best. Was me and my boy Chester. He got fired a bit later on, but we were mates with Matt, who he came to the Brand X thing with me.
Yeah.
And we had this thing, so when he was at the top, we'd have the signal when a girl was coming down, one of those kamikaze, and we'd tell the girls, instead of doing this, you'd put it behind the head like that, so the water would come and the bra would, the back costume. I was 20, so I'm a dog here, you know what I mean? But, and that would come off, so we'd have to sign.
Normally,
this meant those titties coming down.
And then you do that, and then, but this one time, like, Chester
you
sent.
Fucking gross.
Yeah, I know, it's horrible, but it gets worse, because one time Chester sent, like, this 15-year-old down, and I was like, what are you doing there, lad? And he was like, I didn't know. And I was like, come on, you could tell, really, to be honest.
Yeah. Sorry, I was going to go get broken up with by my girlfriend. She's just in the other room. She's going to have to dump me right now.
And then after that, I was just like looking on, like I went to see fucking like Jimmy Kimmel Live and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like all that stuff, you know what I mean? Just all like the Hollywood shit or whatever. Yeah. I done a line of cocaine off the Charlie Sheen star.
On
Hollywood Walk of Fame, yeah. Man.
Any more
and
crimes
over cocaine already there as well.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, like some people have been
someone
doing
else
shit
done
like
it.
That, yeah.
So you're just out there doing cocaine, you're finding the floor.
No, I talk so
who are you, Cameron
well,
Duggan?
Floor bags.
Yeah, that's a new floor.
What would Jack Wright do?
Oh, none of our listeners know who that is.
Okay, well, that's fine. Yeah. But he's every comedian you've ever seen. That's how you describe, I guess, everybody that's never got a spot at the store. Yeah. but he's a good lad. But and then, yeah, so fucking, and then so I was doing like that, and then Russell Brand thing was like, you go studio the audience. I think you paid $30. Fuck all.
You'd have paid to be in the audience.
Yeah, like $30. Cause it's a show as well. You know what I mean? Like obviously on the TV, it was like.
I don't. I'm not trashing you. I just don't know how it works.
Yeah. So 25 minutes, like or 20 by the end. But we were there for like 2 hours. You know what I mean? With a break in the middle, maybe 2.5. And I was on stage with them for like fucking an hour and a half of it.
You really?
Because I got up there and I was hammered and I was killing.
Obviously,
they named one of the episodes after something I said. The people have spoken, like they named an episode after it and shit like that.
You coined that phrase. The people,
yeah, what? Well, no, but for that in that specific scenario, because it was a quote, they used
sure,
it.
Sure, sure.
And so yeah, it was sick. And then they were like, there was this thing about they were talking about these girls giving blowjobs to Miami Heat fans. It was after the Miami Heat won the first title in 2012.
Did you hear about this, Jerry?
No.
So crossover. What happened? I want to meet LeBron James podcast. We're just throwing it back
in. No, it's okay. Just explain it because not everyone.
Oh, because Miami Heat won the championship. So these porn stars, one of them, Sarah J, I don't know if you know her, and there's another fat one. And she was, I don't know her name, but it might be fat with a PH or whatever. But and then she.
Hey,
she,
good save.
Yeah, nice one. Thank you, Ping Wow. And I'm back.
I thought you were slipping there, but you caught it.
Nah, how much is going to be saved from this, you reckon?
You can't use any of this. This is a highly edited podcast.
Yep.
I mean, plus put the subtitles on there as well. It's going to be a nightmare. Especially when it's fish eye. It's all the way around. Oh, my Lord. Give me the light.
He's going. Doing crowd work on our pod.
I'm ripping listening up stuff.
Oh, my Lord.
And then it brings you up, and then they're like, oh, who wants to give this guy a blowjob? Like, they're saying it's a laugh. And then some woman puts her hand up, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm on stage with him the whole time, holding his hand. She comes up. It's Anita Arbright. Look her up as well, listeners. Anita Arbright, she's hot as fuck. I've had some wanks to her since. Like, she's like, not on purpose. She's like on the top feed or whatever.
Which
you know
is the highest honor you can give any porn star.
Of course. Exactly.
You might as well night
like, if it comes across my desk and I'm not even looking for it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but it might be something to do with that.
Clark Kent over here.
That was a good line. It came across my desk. I know. It's a good shit. I don't even have an office. But
you don't even share a bed with another man. Of course, you don't have
you
a
don't
fucking
even have
office.
Your own bed. Imagine if you had an office that was just empty.
Ruben sleeps in the drawer.
My Lord.
And,
this is one of my favorite ones we've done. Oh,
this cunt's back.
This cunt's killing
the pod's back.
How much of that is your angle to get Clarissa back? Just saying, oh, I don't even have a bed.
And she's got 3 bedrooms. Well, the kid stays in one of them, whatever. But so yeah, and then she gets up and then like, all right, let's make it happen. Then everybody's got these things like in the original Star Bar where you vote, you know, like yes, no, thing like that. And then they're like, who wants to see him get a blowjob? And everybody's like, it's like 90%. Then someone else is like that. And then I'm like, the people have spoken. They've laughed.
Who's the 10% saying no?
I don't know exactly.
Yeah. Probably then, the girl, just furious.
No, she volunteered. And then so we go backstage in the camera crew comes with us. Russell Brand stays on stage with a video, like commentating and all that and stuff. And like a lot of it's made the actual show.
Yeah, wow.
Like the final cut and shit. And then she's on her knees like that. I've got me like dick out and shit like that. And then she puts it in her mouth for a little bit, like only for like 10 seconds. So it's in her mouth, like I'm not really
hard
or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the camera guy's like, oh, fuck, I don't even know if we can even do this, you know what I mean? Because we just kind of went for it, me and her, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, whatever. And then.
You and Annika Albright.
Anita Albright.
Anita Albright.
Sorry. It might be A N. IKKA. I'm not saying another K. You're not going to get me this time. Saying the N word. You ought to fucking write you. I've never fucking said that shit. You fucking.
Absolutely.
Am I making it up? Am I making it up?
Yeah. Well, then why are you not beating the shit out of me right now then?
I think you get a pass for the Div 3 basketball. That's my theory.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. That's his theory. Oh, you told me that.
Oh, my Lord. That's why I was... Well, fucking hell. I hope there's no brothers in the crowd tonight.
Watch you get flogged at this game. I know.
By Dante. So and they vote, and then backstage, so she's there, and then they're like, and then someone's a woman in the audience back saying, "Oh, we can't do this. This is weird." You know what I mean? Like, yep. I don't want to be watching this. So I'm like, and then he's like, "I'm worried about Kyle." And I'm like, "Don't be worried." I'm getting the camera, like, "Don't be worried. I'm fine." And they're all looking at it. And then they stop it. And then, like, that was it, the end of the show, pretty much, really. Like, I think they brought us back up with bows.
So she sucked you off for about 10 seconds here.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that was sick. And then we tried to, afterwards, we were going to a cake party. We tried to invite her, but I think she's busy.
She said no, huh?
Yeah, she said no.
Yeah, brushing her teeth.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. She was like, "I can't make it." Coming to mouth. Doesn't matter on that one.
Yeah.
No, that's all right. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Just swallow that one.
Isn't that right,
Div
3?
Yeah,
ain't that right, man?
You nearly got me.
Always got you. You almost high-fived a racist.
Oh, that wouldn't be the first. Like, he doesn't. Really
yeah, yeah. You both nearly high-fived a racist.
Yeah,
Big White. That's his nickname for sure. Big White.
Big White.
Yeah, Jerry 88. That's the letter H is number 8. So 88 is like a white supremacy.
Oh, kind of, is it?
Yeah.
I was getting tattooed, and there was a guy next to me who kept getting told to keep his shirt on because he had a bit of an 88 tattoo on the back. And he was like, "Yeah, you got to do what you got to do when you're inside the boob."
Oh, in prison?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, you call prison the boob?
Do I?
No, do people?
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's like, I think it's an Aussie thing.
Yeah, so someone was telling me, my mate, his mate was in fucking prison ages ago in America and stuff like that, and he was taking his top off, and he's like, he had a fucking SWAT sticker tattooed on his fucking body, like somewhere here, you know what I mean?
And you're like this guy's cool as hell.
Yeah. No. And then my mate was like, I didn't met the guy, my mate was like, "What the fuck's this? What are you doing?" He's like, "Have you ever been raped?" Then shut up. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So it's like, even that guy's not a racist, but he's
done
it to survive.
Really gone dark. I thought, like, the bestiality might be as dark as we go, but...
Geez. No, this is your story, though. Never mind.
Yeah, no one was saying you're lying. Okay, no. It's probably not good for a comedy podcast.
It's not really on brand for us.
where's put my gateway?
Anyway, back about on brand, Russell Brand. So you're at Russell Brand, you're getting sucked off for 10 seconds.
Yep.
And then after that, you're like, "Man, I gotta get into comedy." This is
It was a while after that. Like, I was trying to be an actor there. I was trying to crack young Hollywood. Like, I signed up to an acting agency. I was doing like extra acting work, and I was in like Law and Order and shit like that.
Oh my god!
Stuff. Yes, yo.
In the background?
Yeah, I've been in a bunch of stuff. I was in Clash of the Titans. I was in
Clash of the Titans, like
Robin Hood. You
like
know,
the movie
one.
Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, yeah.
Like with
it was
Denzel
filmed in Wales
as an extra.
No. It was Clash of the Titans. It was two of those movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With like Sam Worthington or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep, yep.
And I think fucking.
I can't wait to just be looking for your stupid fucking afro in the background.
I'm in Fast and the Furious as well. Fast and the Furious 7. I think they filmed that in Liverpool. You see the bird's eye view of me, afro.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I take it. You have got more credits than me.
I'm on TV right now. I'm on a fucking tab commercial for betting. They cut me out, the bastards, just my hands. I'm a hand model now. They pay me $2,500 for my hands, the dogs. And then they put another wig on top of my hair. They made me wear a blue wig. I'm like, why would you? You're double wigging. Nobody's doing this.
As a writer, like, that's what we call like putting a hat on a hat. You don't need it.
Yeah, it's bullshit. And then I did a Hungry Jack's commercial the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't get it, but I got fucking 2 free burgers out of it. So it's sad.
Well, I mean, getting paid.
He was like, "You want to do another take?" I was like, "If you got a fucking cheeseburger in there, for sure. Stick these whoppers."
Man, come on, let's not besmirch the whopper. Like, I'll have to stick up for him.
And then, I don't forget, like, the crowd was riffing. Because he was like, "Just say this." And I was like, "Well, I'm
the crowd.
Say what I would say." Yeah. And he's like, "Say this." And I'm like, "Why are you like coming back?" And I'm like, "Oh, they're so good for my hangovers and stuff like that." And he's like, "No, just say about the
onions." And you're like, "Scripts for cruise ships?"
Yeah, exactly. Literally. And then he knew I was a scout. Anyway, he was married to a girl from Newcastle.
Yeah.
And her parents were from Birmingham. I was like, "Oh, that's brutal."
Fuck, how bad's like Wolverhampton? When I was in Manchester, they were like,
"I've been there."
Concert in Wolverhampton.
Not great.
Really? Yeah. I don't even know the stereotype about that. That's like fucking.
That's north.
Yeah, right.
It's like the border of Scotland kind of thing.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
No, I hope I'm right about that.
Oh, Wolverhampton. I'm thinking of fucking Northampton or Southampton.
No,
shit.
No.
But yeah,
you're thinking of the Hamptons.
That's it. That's what I figure.
We were smoking on weed with a guy called Ammo that was from Wolverhampton in Manchester.
Ammo?
Yeah. I think he was Pakistani, maybe.
Oh, nice.
But bit red hot too.
Do you know A-Star, the Scouse rapper?
No.
He's got a new song called LeBron.
Oh, is it you? Are you H-Star?
No, I wish. This guy's saying the N-word more than me. I think he's Pakistani as well, so I'm like, I don't know what the loop role is, really.
That is a lot if it's more than you.
Shut up. I'm not even... This is fucked. There's so many people listen to this podcast. I keep forgetting that I'm not doing my shitty one or other people's shitty ones. I'm like, this could kill me, this. I got no filter as well. It's fucked. Where's my fucking Gatorade?
People will actually hear this.
Yeah.
Oh, it's bullshit. So on brand, we should probably get to that. Have you got any mug-offs for us?
Yeah. You were telling us how you didn't prepare before that.
I got the one about where fucking I thought Arnold Schwarzenegger left me a voicemail. I got the time. I've got seven times when I actually got just mugged. That's what I thought this podcast was a few weeks when you first started. I was like, I'm just talking about getting mugged or whatever.
It's
just retaining people's items. and then I've done the time where I got the time where Isaac Butterfield, I told the crowd, everybody not to laugh, and then he bombed and got angry.
Can you go into one of these? You rattled off like four. Yeah.
The honest most thing one was about 3 years ago, this before Cameo and all this, and Fiverr and all that, well, at least I didn't know about it, where they got Arnold Schwarzenegger to give me an encouraging message before comedy boxing.
Yep.
And I thought it was him for ever.
Yep.
It was just like,
how bad was
Reuben
the accent?
Told me, no, the way Reuben told me, it was like, he knew somebody that was in his agency or whatever, and they asked him for a favor or whatever. And it was like real quick. So I was like, oh, maybe he might have done it. You know what I mean? It looked like him spot on. He was like, oh, I heard you got a show, Comedy Boxing. Good luck with it, man, and all that and stuff.
Just for anyone
And
playing.
I was like, literally, like, what the fuck?
Wait, it was a video? Sick.
No, it was just the audio.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
Like, it kind of seemed like it was a voicemail or whatever.
Did he mention the chopper at any point?
No, he didn't. get down.
Get to the chopper.
I bet it was the worst accent.
That's what I'm thinking.
Like, it was. Ruben's probably got that one as well. But
this dope.
Yeah.
It was just
g'day, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah,
I heard you got a
nine.
Big...
Wait, you know his name's Schwarzenegger, right? Because you keep calling him Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I thought he was a Jewish black guy. Arnold Schwartz.
How crazy is that Myers Leonard?
Yeah.
You see that? He, another basketball player, just said he called somebody, can I say it, I guess, in cockpit, I'm describing him.
Maybe even just spell it.
No, you can, for sure.
I don't know. No, it's like a Jewish slur or whatever, because you're okay.
So he
says that on fucking gaming or whatever, and then he gets cancelled. But I thought he was Jewish. Myers?
Yeah,
that's
Leonard.
Not a Jewish guy. Yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck? That's the most Jewish name.
But they
ever.
Also, like, they should have cancelled him for that, he wasn't kneeling for the anthem. For the Black Lives Matter, he was always just standing.
Oh, because his brother's the Marine or whatever the fuck.
I think so,
or whatever.
Yeah.
I saw an interview of that. They were fucking both crying. I was like, he belongs to the fucking Navy, that lad. Fucking crying Marine. Shut the fuck up.
Crying Marine.
I know, yeah. Like, where's ISIS? I'm signing up, lad. They're not fucking crying. They die with a smile on their face, yo. The legends. Well, not legends, but...
Well, there is a big contingence of, British expats that join ISIS, right?
Yeah.
There's a big fucking Muslim population there and stuff like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I guess...
And you're not crazy about that. Stuff.
Fuck you.
That's why you're here.
Obviously I do. What the fuck? I love spicy food and shit. Yeah. Love culture and all that. One of my best mates is fucking Indian black, so...
Cameron?
No.
He's not black. He's just half Indian.
He's just half Indian.
You're half Indian?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Nice. Yeah.
You didn't know that?
Nah. I don't know. So not tanned whatsoever.
That's not true.
Well, are you?
I'm caramel as hell.
Okay, all right. You just fucking stay in the shade.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm an inside boy.
What type of Indian are you?
Half.
No, like a Bengali Indian, like a South African Indian, or?
No, Indian.
Oh, like proper Indian, yeah. Oh, that's sick, nice. What?
Going through your mind.
It can't all be funny. I you know what I mean?
I for sure thought he was going to go, are you Red Dot Feather?
Just let him sit in the silence for a bit. He'll say something.
Yeah. You won't even. Oh, I'm getting tired. I'm playing with you.
Yeah, it's good to get that job and then just lose it. Because of some guy in a fucking Kemba Walker jersey.
You can't get off of Kemba.
It's like such a weird one to get.
This was just on sale at that throwback. It was like $70. I bought the Rui Hachimori jersey yesterday. But that's a sick one to get, actually, to be honest.
Yeah.
Only Japanese player in the league.
I have my buddy was at a Knicks game and got me a Gallinari jersey.
That's a good one as well. Or a J.R. Smith Knicks jersey would have been fired as well.
That would have been good. But no one should be wearing a J.R. Smith jersey. You're supposed to go shirtless.
Yeah, that's true.
And that guy won a championship and then was just like shirtless for like 3 weeks, just with a bottle of Henny.
And the people they call him the Henny God. Anything's possible. But he said he didn't drink Henny. It's like, we saw you drinking Henny.
Yeah, and there's like 7 photos of you with like Henny just getting lower and lower. And
this year at the Lakers where the announcer was like, there was 2 seconds left. He's like, J.R. Smith's already got his shirt off. What did Jeff Van Gundy was saying that?
He's the first one to grab the trophy in the last championship. Yeah. He's like the biggest bench warmer there. Like, yeah. LeBron can't even get his hands on him. This guy just grabs it.
So good, yeah.
So he's like,
you're the J.R. Smith to this podcast, is what he's saying.
That's absolutely not true.
No,
I'm not. Always got my shirt off carrying the trophy around. You're right, actually.
I thought just walking around with half a bottle of Henny, just slurring your words.
Yeah. Claiming I don't drink.
You got your shirt off, but you've also got a towel across it as well. Indian roots.
I've never seen him with a shirt off. He's got shirts under shirts here. He goes swimming with his shirt on.
Man likes layers.
Yeah.
Well, he shaves his arm hair too and shirt. Like it's... Everyone's just like, dude, is that merino wool? No, it's Duggan wool.
It's Indian cotton. Oh my God.
So what about these mugging stories? Did you say the N-word then?
Well, fucking in Liverpool, but I said it's rough, but it's not really rough if you grow up there. That's
best night out.
You know what I mean?
Best night out in England.
That's where you got
Liverpool. Honestly, it is.
I got herpes in Liverpool.
Oh, that's sick. Nice.
Yeah, thanks. Cold sores, not dick.
Okay.
So you can take that back. Take that fist bump back. Because Jerry, it's the pussy. That's why.
It's my man. That's fucking sick.
He has trouble, though. He doesn't know the alphabet.
I like that. But yeah, it's fucking sick night out.
It's great.
Because you got the fucking, like, it's all walking distance London. You got to get fucking
cheap. It's cheap. It's
cheap
fucking
as fuck. Concert Square. And then you got the Gate District. Then you got fucking Albert Dock, like, all walking distance. You know what I mean?
Do you go into the Fat Frog?
The Fat Frog?
I remember drinking a Fat Frog. It was this green contraction when I was there. And my friend went to uni up there. And we went to the uni bar. I forget which uni. I was staying in her dorm.
It would have been University of Liverpool, I guess.
Yeah.
Or John Moore's, maybe.
Yeah, but everything was a pound. Like, you get like a pint for a pound shit, like a shot for a pound. It's like, you just get destroyed.
Oh, it was fucking sick. 75p drinks in Preston when I went as well. I know,
Jesus Christ. Madness.
That's criminal.
But in Liverpool, they'd literally just fucking...
Why are they all so dog shit at drinking then?
Oh, I don't know. You're not getting the real Scousers. You wouldn't really get them out here. Like,
why would you leave when you go?
The hardcore cunts are all there.
Oh, like, yeah, for sure. Just living for the weekend. Like, my boys just living for the weekend, getting on the bags. You know what I mean? Like, literally, like, they all used to be stoners. Now the big gym junkies, like, fucking put down the joints, picked up the fucking steroid needle and shit like that.
Mm.
And they're all fucking weapons and all that shit. And they love just going out and partying. And it is sick. Like, trust me, it's fucking dope.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Like, Concert Square where they got all the bars around there, and then it's a communal area, and they have shishas there, so you can get a bevy from any bar.
Yeah.
And then you rent a shisha. And it's fucking sick. Like, yeah. But then, yeah, literally, they'd just fucking try and, like, rob your phone or whatever and shit. And it was a shit phone, and, like, all I cared about was the Snake 2 high score. I was like, let me just fucking save that at least. Come on the fucking Nokia 3310, remember?
Yeah.
Snake 2 was popping. It was Snake 1 even, because you couldn't even go through the walls as well, so it was even more harder. And this one time, they like, threw a book at the brick at the bus stop, and then I was with my mate Matty Pennington, shout out to him. Yeah, shout out to him. So we were like, oh, we'll just move over to the next bus stop. And so we were there, they followed us, and my mate had been fucking stabbed last week, so he couldn't even run. So he was, I had to stay with him. Everybody else left. Chris Cassidy, fucking dickhead, he left with his bed and another girl. And I was like, I just got to walk with him. They were following us, yelling. We were like, just keep walking, whatever. And then they always used to say the same thing. Like, oh, you were talking shit to me outside Billy's. Billy's was like the local shop or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't lie, we've never even seen you before. And then they were just like beating the shit out of us and stuff like that. And then the next day you'd see him on the bus to school and they'd be like, oh, I thought you were someone else. That's what they'd always say. I thought you were someone else. I'm 16 with an afro. The only fucking afro in Liverpool. You were someone else. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And shit like that. So that's what I thought you meant.
You really glossed over that. Yeah, so they're beating the shit out of us.
Yeah, but I mean, that was like, I'm not going to say it was a fight. I'd done the best I could, but I mean, I just got my ass whooped. Like, I think I pissed myself a bit as well, because like, they were beating me for that long. I was like, I fucking really need to go. And then yeah. I kind of shit myself.
Guys, can
like,
we take
I
a toilet
shit
break?
Myself. Not like, obviously shit myself, but I pissed myself a bit. On me fucking, I remember I was wearing me, it was like a brand new fucking Lacoste tracksuit as well. So I was like gutted about that. And then he took my phone and all that shit. But it was always like your mate's older brother and shit, you know what I mean?
You didn't
so
think about washing the decorations
and that. Yeah, obviously I washed it after that, yeah.
Well, don't say obviously. You don't look like a man who's yeah. big on hygiene.
You're a man who shares a bed with another dude at the moment.
Can yeah, you go exactly. into that at all?
Which?
So, like, you share a bed with a man now.
Oh, yeah, because we just got back last week, you know
No, but
what I mean?
Before so that, like, you were sharing a bed with another
yeah,
man.
Yeah, on tour, just to save money and shit like that. You
what
know,
about
like,
Evan? Wasn't he? Weren't you both based
oh,
here?
Oh, well, Evan didn't have a place to stay, so I let him stay with us and shit yeah, like that. So we turned are. The favour and that. Like, Evan's like, I mean, I fucking hate his stand-up and I hate him, but he's been my boy for so long that I can't not be friends with him now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, tell us what you we've really think.
We've all got boys like that, you know what I mean?
Say, yeah, like, you're nothing but, if yeah, Kyle loyalty.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I dig it about you.
My favorite thing about you is most comedians you run into, they're all just like, oh, it's going shit, fucking. Every time I see you, you got a big fucking smile on your face and you're just like, hey, like, you're just always
of
happy.
Of course,
and fucking,
it's funny. We're comedians. Like, why are we taking it so seriously? What
yeah,
the
no,
fuck?
I like it.
Let's
yeah,
see,
like
I play basketball with a day and gig of a night. That's a dream. That's me making it in my mind, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Man.
If I can make money off comedy, which I'm doing, not fucking having to borrow money from people or whatever the fuck,
sure.
You know what I mean? Like banks, family, whatever it might be. Mm. Even though my family's got fucking no money to give me anyway, but I'm just waiting for that second wave and I'm getting that bungalow, baby. But fucking
ooh,
shout out to me nan. Fucking
who's going to move into the bungalow
brutal.
With you?
Evan, I don't know, a couple of lads. That'll be Loon Laugh Mob HQ. Liverpool edition.
Are you guys opening the books to Laugh Mob, or are you guys like closed for now?
Yeah,
like,
where no, would someone buy shares? So yeah.
Buy shares? Oh, not at the moment. Nah, definitely not. Like, we're not going to go public just yet.
Yeah,
we're still keeping it private and shit like that. That's yeah. all right. But smart, I can give you like a share of 10 minutes if you want. I can give you 7 of mine.
Like Zuckerberg, you're hanging on to the majority for yourself. Yeah. Nah, smart, you know.
That's good thinking.
For when comedy life drawing really takes off.
Yo, that was a seller though. Honestly, that was $25. I've been packing that bitch out, yeah. Yo, honestly.
Have you, like, you just don't write any jokes, you just think of a gimmick to do crowd work on, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
I love it. I fucking love
no,
it.
No, that was Sam's idea. I had the Premier League comedy, which is fucking easy. I just talked about Premier League for an hour. Had a few slides and that, just some silly shit. You know what I mean? Like, oh, today we're going to donate all the money to Maradona's favourite charity because he died. And then there's a picture of cocaine. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like,
it's
shit like
stuff.
That. Like,
yeah.
And then we had a FIFA competition at the end, like yeah. a FIFA penalty shootout. But I can talk shit about football or basketball for an hour.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, it's easy.
Yeah.
And then we had like a life drawing show. Then we had like a Harry Potter vs Lord of the Rings show. That was Sam's idea to just be like, let's see if the nerds come. And they fucking did.
Yep.
And they hated it every week because I was up there being fucking Gollum and Smeagol. The ladies when I'd bomb, I just put my ring on. I'd be like, I'm not bomb, you can't see me anymore. And all this shit. And I'd put the ring back on and pretend to like jerk off in the back and then put the ring on and stuff. Like, and I'd be the. I'd be the sorcerer's hat. So you'd put the hat on and I'd be like, Gryffindor and shit like that. And yeah. I'd be like,
can you just
chlamydia. Oh no, that's my other job.
So what narrative does this show follow? Harry Potter
so
or Lord of the Rings?
Both of them. Sam hosts it and comedians go up there as their favourite characters.
You okay.
can stand up as that character.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Yeah, so
it
it's
sounds
like super nerdy.
Fucking
shit, yeah.
grim.
Oh, I hated it every week. Every week we'd be like that. How many tickets we sold? We'd be like 19. We'd be like, fuck. We gotta do it. Literally, we just regret it.
Oh man.
The best was Luke Joseph Ryan loved that because this year we had the Fringe Comedy Gala.
Yeah.
We just named that because they don't have a gala there. And
yeah.
that was selling out left, right, and center. It was fucking sick.
Mm. Yeah, I remember seeing you did the Sydney Comedy Showcase down in Melbourne. I was there every night, waiting for Duggan to finish, being like, fuck, I guess I'll hang out with these dopes again.
with the what?
It was like the Sydney Comedy Showcase in like Melbourne that year. And like
Black
that was yours?
Was it?
Oh, Bull and Bear.
Oh, maybe it was Sydney Comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think that was Jeremy Kirk in that, actually.
No. Didn't we do Tri-Nation?
You don't even remember the
you did a late night
scams
one,
you pulled.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
I just remember being like, fuck, you guys.
This cunt really is like Leonardo DiCaprio on Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah,
comedy shows.
Yeah. Yeah. One day he's a fucking Harry Potter fan. The other day
I mean, I'm a fucking trendsetter, baby. I'm an opportunist.
Oh,
what's,
for sure. If the N-word comes back, you'll be making a lot of money.
Yeah. That should be a fucking Melbourne show. Kyle Legacy says the N-word.
I like how upset
Jesus
he got.
Jesus Christ.
These guys ran a show in Perth called Black Laughs Matter. And Kyle was real upset that he wouldn't let him be a part of it.
Wouldn't let me be on it.
Oh, man, that Div 3 college thing only gets you so far.
I know, it's bullshit. No, that was
That's right. Any titters listening?
I dated a few in that. What?
Any titters listening? You can hit up Kyle in the DMs if you don't.
No, get maybe not. But if he gets back with the girl,
yeah,
yeah.
Titters, how we say, like, sister.
Oh, nice. Oh, what up, yeah. Titters?
Oh, what have I? What have I done?
Let me try.
That's staying. That's turning into a drop.
Let me suck on those titters.
Oh, that's becoming a drop. Next
the
week,
titters. That's sick. I like that.
Yeah, what up, titters?
What up, titters? You hear me knocking? Let me in.
We got any more mug-offs to take us out? Yeah, you fucking lunatic.
Sorry, yeah. Did I look at someone?
Double check we haven't got a review. Say, I don't think we
do. No reviews. Nothing really been going off in the Facebook group either.
Oh, there was some
bullshit.
There was some good
shit.
Why
are we live?
We don't do this live.
Okay.
I was
in Perth as well. We faked a knockout. Me getting knocked out, like, yep, through the fight.
Yeah.
And like, a bunch of people were there. We had a nurse come and shit like that, like, because I was like on the floor and all that. And then it was like fucking Tom Walker's background or whatever was the action shot for ages. Yep. Like a bunch of comedians. And then the fighting commission fucking called me up. The WA fighting commission was like, "Oh, you doing comedy boxing? What happened the other night? Like, what like security messages you taken?" I was like, "Well, I've got an afro and Sam's got a mustache." And that's about it.
But that's your defense against the WBA.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then when I was coming back from Perth, like maybe last year or whatever.
Wait, hold up. So meant to get the WBA called you because they found out you were doing boxing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it went like a little bit viral and shit, yeah, like, sure, around there and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, and shit. Like, I was reviewing and all that stuff.
Holy shit!
We found it. Oh my god, we found it. Yes. Oh, this is the short clip. So this is all you need to know.
We'll close on that.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll close on that. And then what's the other mug off? Oh, I fucking fake. And then what was the other time? Oh, and then when in Perth in Isaac Butterfield, I'm just doing all the Perth ones. I can do it by country, by city, whatever you want. Yeah. Isaac Butterfield I was hosting a show, like a late one at Universal Bar upstairs, and like 10:30, I bumped into him in the street. He just came up behind me. I was like, "Oh, you want to do a spot?" Then the show was called the Non Talent Show. It was one of Sam's great ideas. It was, yeah. The show was called No Refund Suckers.
Yeah,
which is the late night crazy show, and one of them was like cooking with a comedian and shit, and this.
How about just fucking write some jokes, Kyle?
Yeah. No, it seems like way more work than writing jokes.
Yeah, but these are just fuck around shows for us. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah, but there's so much writing involved. You got like narrative, and you got a Gollum ring, and you're running around.
It doesn't sound like there's a heap of writing.
Yeah, but literally, before I went up as Gollum, I'm like, "Tell me about Gollum." So like, someone sat next to me, and they're like, "All right, he does this. J.K. Rowling hates trans people. Okay, it's sound." And then I was like, "That's enough." And I just riffed that for like
$30,
minutes.
Please.
Yeah. $30, please. And then, so I was like, and then I told all the crowd, I was like, because I was just fucking with them. It was called the Non-Talent Show. I said, "When I bring on the first act, don't laugh. Regardless how funny it is, don't fucking laugh." And then Isaac would just happen to be the first act. So yep, he comes up there, and like, I'm killing beforehand because I'm like, "Laugh at me, make it even more crazy." Yep. So he's like, "Oh, I'm going to kill." And then he comes up, and I'm like, first joke, there's nothing.
Second joke,
and
you
then
mean.
Third joke, and then he even pulled out the big ones. I think he's got an Aboriginal joke in there.
Of course,
on the
yeah,
he pulled that out.
I've heard he might have, yeah.
Because me and Ruben were at the back saying he thought that would save it. and then obviously, I mean, but I mean, it's not his fault. I've told everybody to not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
also, you're in Perth, so that shit could, like, you know, you can close the show with that.
Oh, I know. Yeah, fuck it out.
Yeah, that should have broken him.
Yeah. And then afterwards, and then he was so angry, he was like, "What the fuck, you motherfucker." And then I was like, "Yo, I told him not to laugh." And he was like, "Ah, I don't believe you." He didn't believe me for ages. He was like, "Fuck you," and shit like that. And then we apparently he hated me for 2 years. We became boys again recently, yeah, like, that I opened for him in Liverpool and shit. But after that, he was angry at me for ages because he didn't believe that I told him that. He thought I was like trying to just like be like saving face, being like, "Oh,
yeah." Nah.
And then, but it was funny because he just got angry at them when he was on stage then, so it was like, then he's fucking going them and shit like that. And we're just like, "Oh, what the fuck is happening here now?"
That's a really good stitch up.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy.
You ever thought about doing that, Duggan?
Just nah.
For your next act, just don't laugh, please.
Nah, they do it on their own, most of them.
I mean, I've got classic ones. Like, I always bring people, like, I brought, like, Sam Taunton up a bunch of times as, like, a registered sex offender.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, serious as fuck. Like, I mean, not even laughing and
this
shit
is good
like
shit.
That. Like,
I heard this might not make the edit as well, but I heard a story you were hosting a show once. My God. What an episode, ladies and gentlemen. Kyle, you got a podcast?
Yeah. You wanna do you want to plug anything?
Yeah, plug in. Add me on Instagram, LeBron James or Comedy, and LeBron and I Want to Meet LeBron James
podcast.
Yep. Give that a listen if you like basketball and comedy
and the N-word.
Racial slurs. Let me get to it. It's all about timing. Fucking hell. Who gives the producer a mic here, really? I thought Skinner be over there jerking off in the corner as well.
The mic goes off for that.
Do you have a finish now?
Oh, we're good.
Yeah,
oh, nice.
Wrap up now.
Come to the Melbourne show that I'm doing with Alex Ward. It's called Tropical
What's
Strength.
What's the date? What dates do they start, Doug?
The 29th, I think.
Buy tickets to that. If you like our stuff, you know, like and subscribe on iTunes. Follow us on Mug Off 69, the Facebook group, the Mug Off. Super good shit in there. A lot of the clips we play will all be in there. Get in there, fuck around, and leave us a 5-star review or read it out in the show.
We got merch on the Patreon by now, too.
We do, yeah.
Is that up?
Yeah, it's hitting tonight, the photos. I got the photos.
Nice.
Is that the t-shirt that you're wearing, that one?
Yeah.
That one's fire, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. It's just the back look.
I like that.
There's a couple of those.
Front, back. We got nice a bunch clean. Of them. Yeah. All right, to take us out, this is Kyle Legacy on
Almost getting a blowjob.
Brand X.
Oh, my God.
Kyle. Come up here, mate.
I'm receiving it right there.
That's my boy there, Matt.
This is not Miami. How old are you?
Adam next to me.
20.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
So he's going to come and attend, and you're going to come back next week and report to us on the nature of this fellatio, yes?
Most definitely.
Are you drunk?
I've been drinking a little bit, I'm not going to lie.
Prepared to do fellatio on our mate Duncan? For the purposes of what I can only describe as a spurious and bizarre televisual experiment. You're prepared to do it. We're objectifying him.
Yes, he is, wifey. Mate?
I'm a porn star.
Start this demographic. What is our audience made up of? Primarily porn actresses. Good on you, girls. So hold on a minute.
Let's
have a vote on this. Yeah. Who thinks that this, this fellatio should occur? One for yes, he should. Two for no, he shouldn't. Landslide!
Look at you clapping, baby.
Wait for it, wait for it.
It's a morally reprehensible landslide!
The people have spoken.
And I look at him like, I'm crushing. Look at that! Crushing! You can't follow it.
Come this way, both of you. I'm going to say come this way, it's just for now. Once you get in that room, it's up to you what happens. Wait there 1 second. Just careful,
mind your step there. Man, TV used to rule, huh?
And then that's it. What the fuck?
Yeah.
All right, thanks so much for listening, everyone.
Thanks for coming in, Kyle.
Like me on Instagram, LeBron James Comedy, and check out any of Albright's videos as well as my stand-up videos.
We'll catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.